We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, joining us now, joining the show is our Sports Radio 610 Odyssey MLB insider, John Heyman. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter and bet the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. John Heyman, you just reported a potential deal for the Astros as they'll make a trade for the Marlins closer, Yimi Garcia. Is that one that you're pretty positive will happen? And what is it that the Astros will be getting with Garcia?
Yeah, I mean, Garcia is a good competitor. He obviously got that closer job after they tried three or four others. He fit it. I mean, that's now two closers that the Astros have acquired with Graveman. I mean, Graveman was one of the best two or three closers in the league this year, and Garcia has been solid as a closer. So they have upgraded their pen quite a bit with these two moves. And Montero. So their pen looks very good now.
John, do you think with this move that the Astros are done adding arms to that bullpen, or hell, adding any new players leading up to the deadline?
Well, I mean, we still have close to 50 hours to go to the deadline. So, I think I wouldn't write anything off. They've obviously been very active and aggressive. And, they've addressed their biggest need to this point. So they don't appear desperate to do anything, but I'm sure there's continuing to talk.
All right, John Heyman, our Odyssey MLB insider. So do you think these are moves that many people were thinking about Craig Kimbrell? Do you think these are moves that solidify their bullpen? And if they didn't do anything else right now, they would be in good shape to have a bullpen that could potentially get them to the World Series?
I mean, yeah, they have three guys who have been closing and doing pretty well at it. So that's a pretty good position to be in. I would think at this point, they probably aren't going to get Kimbrell, too. I mean, to get four closers. I mean, Presley's a pretty good reliever. Graveman has a 0.6 whip and a 0.8 ERA. So they certainly wouldn't seem to be the logical team for Kimbrell. There are many, many other teams much more desperate at this point.
All right, John, with that, you said they've got now three closers. Who would be the closer? Do you think it still would be Ryan Presley out of these three?
I think it would be. I mean, he's the incumbent. He's a very good pitcher. You don't normally supplant your guy if you like him. Looking at the stats, Graveman's been good, as good as anybody. So I'm sure it's something to monitor, but I'd be surprised if they replaced Presley as the closer.
What about the fact, John, that they appear outside of Joe Smith moving right now? I don't know if the details of the Yimi Garcia trade those have popped yet, but it appears that they're going to keep the young arms that they've obviously been unhappy with out of the bullpen. But just from a sheer number standpoint and depth standpoint, they're going to have a hell of a lot of options out of the bullpen. Do you see that any of those guys in particular playing into this role deep down the stretch here?
Into what role are you talking about?
Well, just, I mean, being a factor in the bullpen. They got a lot of Josh James is still out there. They're talking about him being healthy sooner rather than Anoli Paredes. We've seen him. Obviously, Abreu, we've seen him. All of these guys can't pitch. I mean, somebody's got to fall by the wayside. Do you see any of those guys that stand out in your mind that could be the guy to stick?
Those are talented guys. I wouldn't give up on any of them, but, obviously they've traded for three relievers, so I expect them to have prominent roles at this moment. With Presley, you've got Graveman as your second option, Yimi Garcia, Montero. I mean, they're in excellent position with those guys being at the forefront, I think.
What about Ryan Stanek? Hey, look, I'm an old Razorback. He's an old Razorback, so I'm a little biased, I got to admit here, Heyman, but what he's had some struggles this year, man, and I think some folks around here may be on the verge of giving up on him. What do you think about Ryan Stanek and how, I mean, how big of a role do you think he plays down the stretch?
Well, I mean, he's a talented guy, very hard thrower, who's been good in the past, certainly was for Tampa Bay. I wouldn't, again, give up on him, but, they've acquired three guys that they obviously like now at the deadline. So, I'm seeing Graveman having a very prominent role, probably being the setup man to start. I would think Garcia would have a prominent role. I mean, Stanek is a big strikeout pitcher, so I still think he'd have a role. I don't think he's done that badly. I'm not sure who's really criticizing him, but he's done good enough that he's going to be a part of the pen. But at this point, I mean, you've got to give it to Presley and Graveman as your top two guys.
All right, John Heyman, our Odyssey MLB insider, is with us. My partner here, he was really all about, let's get Max Scherzer, bring him in. And there have been thoughts about the Astros looking at starting pitching. They've been linked to that. Is that something still out? Because these aren't expensive ads, these moves they've made. And the owner said he wouldn't have any problems going over the luxury tax. Is there potentially a starter out there? How serious should Astros fans look at that?
Well, I know they're one of the teams in on Scherzer. To me, it looks like it's a competition between the three teams in the NL West. I mean, it seems like those are his favorites at the moment, and he's got the 10-5 veto rights. So I think we're looking at the Padres, the Dodgers, and the Giants. The Astros, I don't think they've been ruled out. It doesn't appear like he wants to go to the New York teams. Some teams that are maybe on the cusp of the race, not in the middle of the race, maybe he wouldn't go there. But, I think any contender is going to be interested in, I haven't heard the Houston's out of it. They did come up with Verlander when Houston was not his first choice at that moment. That was a situation, though, where Verlander was high paid and people were kind of balking at the contract. And probably other teams made a mistake because obviously Verlander did very well, helped bring you guys a title. And, it could be a repeat for Houston. Certainly wouldn't rule it out. But at this point, he prefers to go to the three West Coast teams. All three are in on him. It's not the same situation as Verlander because everybody's in on Scherzer at this point. I think they maybe went to school on what the Astros did with Verlander and saw that it's worthwhile to get a great veteran arm down the stretch and not to worry so much about the salary.
All right, John Heyman, we appreciate you jumping in with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.